of the International Secret Police.
Phoenix Zero.
Clint and Smiley Preston take off from New York on their flight to Africa, expecting to land at Bermuda within 5 hours. Clint is at the controls. Speed is back in the main cabin with Smiley, and the mechanic and navigator, Leeds and Davis, who are busy with their duties, particularly Leeds. Halfway across, Speed becomes aware of smoke. At first, he thinks nothing of it, since Leeds, who just came from the baggage compartment, seems unable to notice the odor of smoke. Nor can Smiley. Then, suddenly, Speed sees a thin wisp of smoke coming from under the door of the baggage room, and not knowing whether the whole compartment is ablaze or not, runs toward the control room to warn Clint, while Smiley rushes for the fire extinguisher.
Got the extinguisher ready, Smiley?
Yeah, Speed. You open the door, and I'll pour this stuff in on whatever's burning. Stand aside so I don't squirt any of it in your eye.
Here, let me have the extinguisher.
No, you go up and stand by Clint. Maybe he'll need you while he's landing. He may need you for something. Huh? Are you ready, Speed?
Yeah.
Well, then open the door.
Oh, there's smoke.
Well, get out of the way, Speed. I don't see where I'm aiming for all this smoke. I can't see nothing.
Don't worry about me, Smiley. Just use that extinguisher in there before the fire spreads.
Okay. Here she goes.
Oh, that's good, Smiley. Give it some more.
Doggone, that smoke burns my eyes.
Oh, you're putting the fire out, though. Clint's landing, too. That'll give us a better chance at it.
I'll say he's landing. Didn't get a chance to put on our safety belts with all this ruckus, and we're being thrown around like beans in a bucket.
But we're down. That's the main thing.
See, Mr. Barlow? It started back here near the tail of the ship.
Speed, Smiley. Is the fire under control?
Think so, Clint. Can't tell until some of this smoke clears out.
Yes, of course. Open the door of the portholes, boys. That'll clear it out quickly.
All right.
You get that one over there, and I'll get this one.
That's it.
There it is.
Any idea how it started?
No. Speed spotted it first. Otherwise, the whole tail of the ship might have burned away before we noticed it.
Yeah. Mr. Leeds, didn't you see the fire when you were back in the baggage room?
Well, no, Speed. That's what puzzles me. Oh, it must have been caused by spontaneous combustion because there wasn't a trace of smoke in the compartment when I was in there.
Nothing in the baggage to cause spontaneous combustion?
No.
Gosh, Clint, what do you think started it?
That's what I hope to find out, Speed. We can begin right now because that wind cleared the smoke out in no time. Stand back, boys, so we can clear out the baggage.
Well, might as well do the job right and throw it out, Clint. Well, it sure is a mess in here.
I'll say so. Lucky that we just had our clothes in there. No important papers or anything.
That's right. And we can buy whatever stuff we need in Bermuda.
Boy, what a mess it is in here. Stand by, Speed, while I heave these suitcases out to you.
Okay, Smiley.
All right. Is the plane burned any?
As far as I can see, which ain't far right now, it just sins a little bit. But I hate to think what might have happened if Speed hadn't noticed that smoke when it did.
Well, I'll say so. A fire in the air halfway between New York and Bermuda is no picnic.
And you didn't notice a thing when you were back in the baggage room, Leeds?
No, sir. I wasn't in there long, of course, but if there had been any smoke, I certainly would have noticed it.
I should think so. Gosh, look at my suitcase. Burned to a cinder, and it had my one and only suit in it.
Yeah, don't you worry about that, Smiley. Or just make sure the fire is really out. We might bring in some buckets of seawater and drench the compartment. And then we'll be on our way again to Bermuda.
Will we reach there on schedule, Clint?
I think so. I hope so, anyway. Because the sooner we reach there, the sooner we'll learn exactly what caused this fire.
Gee, I like Bermuda, Clint. Wouldn't mind if it took them longer than 6 hours to clean up our plane.
I wouldn't mind either if I could sleep all those hours. Boy, am I tired.
I've searched every inch of that baggage compartment and couldn't find a trace of the origin of the fire.
Yeah, we all searched the place.
That means that someone deliberately started it.
Started a fire in mid-ocean? Well, that's crazy.
Not crazy. Desperate, Speed. Someone is trying to keep us away from Africa by destroying us before we ever reach there.
For land's sakes, why? Nobody knows why we're going there.
Not even Leeds or Davis. They just think it's routine checkup on our posts in Africa.
Somebody knows something. Or that fire would never have started.
But couldn't the wiring be defective or something?
Hardly, Speed. This is a new specially built plane, remember. It was given every test possible before Chief Riley accepted it for the secret police. Nothing is wrong with the plane, but I'm not so sure about the passengers.
Leeds and Davis?
Yes.
But gee, they seem like swell fellas, Clint.
Right. And I've known some charming murderers in my time, too.
Gosh, but if Leeds had set the baggies room on fire, he sure wouldn't have let us see him in there just before it happened, would he?
I wouldn't think so. But he may be more clever than some of our enemies. You know, Speed, an innocent man always acts more guilty than a guilty man because he's caught off guard when accused of something. He becomes confused by trying to clear himself of the charges against him. A criminal has thought it all out in advance, has an answer for any question that might be hurled at him.
Oh, I get it. Well, then, if you think Leeds or Davis is guilty, why don't you arrest him right now?
We're not sure of anything. We have absolutely no proof of guilt. But that fire tells us that somebody knows that we're going to Africa to investigate the Atlantean Syndicate and Buchanan's mysterious disappearance in Central Africa. We must watch our step from now on.
I'll say so. You know, anybody that set a plane afire in the air with themselves in it ain't a criminal. They're just plain crazy.
Well, watch yourselves whenever you're around Leeds and Davis. Neither of them must know that we suspect them.
Where are they now?
They're getting something to eat. Then Leeds was going down to the plane to check up on the motor. I'm going to cable Chief Riley about the fire and then join Leeds. It's a good idea for one of us to always be around while he's near the plane.
Yes, sir. For all we know, we might get in the air and have the whole rear end fall off. But speaking of eating, I'm hungry. What about you, Speed?
I could go for something to eat, too. I'd like to see more of Bermuda.
All right. You boys go and eat then. But come down to the plane when you finish. And, Speed, keep your eye on Smiley.
Huh?
Hold on to him if you see a pretty girl. Otherwise, he'll ask to see her home or wherever she's going, and we'll be here for a week.
Now, look here. I resent that. Hear you talk, you'd think women was my weakness.
You weren't born in the South for nothing. Remember what I said, Speed.
Okay. We'll see you at the plane, Clint. Boy, I'm full.
Yeah, me too. But that food was so good, I hated to leave anything. Well, I guess we'd better clear out of this cafe or they'll charge us for parking.
Okay. Then we'll go on down to the plane.
Well, I'd just as soon go back to the hotel and sleep, but duty calls at... yes, sir, duty sure does call.
What are you looking at? Uh-oh, a pretty girl.
Now, you let me alone, Speed. There's no harm in just looking, you know.
No, but she's looking, too. It looks like she's going to come over here.
Well, shut my mouth. That's exactly what she's going to do.
Come on, Smiley. Let's get out of here and find Clint.
Now, it's all right, Speed. We're not doing anything except just sitting here. I can't help it if people come over and talk to us.
It isn't just people. It's a girl, and she's pretty.
She sure is.
And we've been here too long anyhow. Come on, Smiley, let's get going.
Now, stop tugging at my arm, boy. You're going to get me riled.
But, Smiley...
Look out, she'll hear you.
Oh.
Please, do you mind if I sit at your table? I must talk with you.
Why, of course not, miss. Here, sit right down here.
Thank you so much.
Well, now, what is it you want to talk to us about?
You are American, are you not?
Yes, ma'am. From the South, to be exact.
I thought so when I first saw you. And Americans are so strong, so dependable.
Well, thanks, miss. If we can be of any service to you, we'd be mighty pleased.
Smiley, we've got to go honest.
Now, hush your mouth, Speed. This lady's in trouble. You wouldn't want to go without seeing if we could help, would you?
But listen.
Oh, you are so understanding. What is your name?
Well, just call me Smiley.
Smiley. What a lovely name. Oh, and I am in such trouble. You were indeed right when you said that. I wonder if... Oh, but no, I could not ask that.
Go ahead. Ask me anything you want.
If you would only help me, you would win my undying appreciation. And I would not ask... I could not ask anyone but American like you to help me. No one else would understand.
Lady, I'm the understandingest man you ever saw. Now, what do you want me to do?
My brother is in a room here in this cafe. He left home because of a quarrel with my father and refuses to return. My parents have sent me to bring him back and... I wonder if you will go to him with me. I am not used to being in a public place, a cafe like this alone. I, I would like your protection.
Well, I sure will go with you, miss. Just show me where you want me to go and
Oh, it is not far. Just to a room off that corridor over there.
Smiley, please listen.
Now you listen to me, Speed. If you're so all-fired anxious to get back to Clint, well, go ahead. I'll be along pretty soon.
But, Smiley...
Go on, get going.
Okay, I'll go. But I'll bring Clint back here with me. Maybe he can make you see right.
The boy, he does not like me.
Oh, sure, he likes you. He just appointed himself my guardian, and once in a while I have to tell him that I'm free, white, and over 21 and can take care of myself.
I am sure of that. Now, will you please follow me?
Rather than anything else, lead on, miss.
All right, this way. It is not far.
Well, I hope your brother won't mind my interfering like this.
I do not care what he minds. He must return to our home.
Yeah, he must, and I'll see that he does. Personally, I think he's crazy to leave any home that you're in.
You are too kind. Now, through this door.
Well, it doesn't seem to be in here.
We shall wait for him.
Now, I may seem stupid, miss, but just how is your brother going to get in here if you lock the door?
Never mind that. Just sit over there and make no noise.
And if I do?
I will make a little more with this gun and silence you.
A gun? Uh-huh. So, you frame me, eh?
Yes, Mr. Preston. And now we shall wait for your friends to come here and rescue you.
And don't you think for one minute that they won't. You know, that was kind of foolish of you to let Speed know where I am.
Not so foolish as you were, stupid one. For when the boy returns with Clint Barlow, we shall be prepared to welcome them. By that time, my friends will have arrived, and you, all three of you, will never walk out of this cafe alive.